Everyone, welcome, 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 welcome to Multnomah County's annual Years of Service ceremony. It is such a really wonderful thing to see this boardroom filled with so many of the county's employees, and especially so many folks who have dedicated so much of their lives in service of our community and this organization. So thank you all for being here. I'm really looking forward to this opportunity to recognize your work, recognize the efforts, and really put the focus on you today. So with that, I am gonna turn things over to Sessa, who is here to kick us off and get us started with the events. So good morning.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, commissioners. My name is Cessa Diaz. I use she, her pronouns, and I am the interim chief human resources officer for Multnomah County. I'm honored to be here today to recognize and celebrate the many years of personal commitment and professional contribution our employees have given to the county. I would like to thank our county chair, Jessica Vega Peterson, and each of the commissioners for your support of our employees and for sponsoring this recognition ceremony today. Each year, we set aside time to celebrate employees who have reached milestone anniversaries. The Multnomah County Service Awards are just one way of thanking employees for making Multnomah County an excellent place to work and an outstanding service provider. We strive to ensure that every employee feels valued and appreciated as they are all essential to our collective success. You may have noticed the slides running before we started with biographies that were submitted by some of our honorees. A few of those biographies were selected to be highlighted by each commissioner. Commissioner Jones Dixon, I believe you have the first one.
I believe I do. Good afternoon, or good morning. It's the afternoon somewhere. Commissioner Jones Dixon representing, I'm here to serve you and representing District 4 out in East Multnomah County. Looks like I'm speaking on behalf of two of our fantastic staff members. The first one is for Brett Tott. Are you here, Brett? Could you stand or come forward? I don't see you. Well, you're here in spirit. This is written on behalf of Greg Hockert, who's a friend of mine, and he also lives in District 4. Fun fact, our kids grew up together. They're entering high school. Yes, freshmen, girls, cheerleaders, too. yes, you know, yes, I'll leave it there. I'm writing to recognize Brett for his outstanding contributions to facilities and property management. Over the past 25 years, Brett has consistently demonstrated exceptional professionalism and a steadfast commitment to customer service, which has been evident in every aspect of his work. Brett began his career with the county as a property manager and was later promoted to construction project manager, where he successfully managed some of our most complex major projects. In June 2023, he was further promoted to lead of the strategic project management team. Brett approaches his work with remarkable passion, respect for others, and a collaborative spirit that sets a high standard for all project managers. He is also willing to listen and assist his colleagues in any way he can, even when the questions fall outside his direct responsibilities. It is a true pleasure to manage and lead our team alongside Brett. Let's give Brett another round of applause. And thank you, Greg, for just for your words, and he is the best dad in East Multnomah County, according to our girls. The next individual that we'd like to recognize for 15 years of service is Vasti Torres. Are you here, Vasti? Please stand up, Vasti, everyone. 15 years. It is with great pleasure that I recognize Vasti Torres for her 15 years of dedicated service to Multnomah County WIC. And we're excited about the new developments in District 4 around WIC. Vasti has been an invaluable asset to our team since joining us. As an office assistant, her hard work and commitment have significantly contributed to the success of the WIC program and positively impacted our countless families. Vasti's exceptional customer service has been a hallmark of her tenure. She consistently goes above and beyond ensuring every family receives the best possible support and a welcoming experience. Her dedication to serving our families is truly commendable. Beyond her direct service to families, Vasti has played a crucial role in fostering a supportive environment for our colleagues. She has consistently provided invaluable guidance and assistance to new staff members, helping them navigate their roles and integrate seamlessly into the WIC program. Her mentorship and willingness to share her knowledge have made a lasting impact on her colleagues. I particularly appreciate her flexibility during times of change and her openness to innovative ideas. We are incredibly grateful for Vasti's unwavering dedication, positive attitude, and significant contributions over the past 15 years. Her presence on the WIC clerical team is a true blessing, and we look forward to many more years of working alongside such a wonderful person. And that was written by Rocio Lopez, Public Health. you get another round of applause. And I apologize if I butchered your name. Great. Are we doing pictures, Chair, or are we just reading through the scripts?
I'm sorry.
We're going to have them come up for pictures.
So folks are going to come up and get certificates at a little bit later part of the ceremony. Yeah.
Got it.
So this is just a little verbal recognition right this second.
Next up, I have Chair.
Oh, okay, great.
Yep.
So Carol O'Neill Shaw. Where's Carol? Yay, okay. So Carol O'Neill Shaw, fun fact, my maiden name is O'Neill, spelled the exact same way. So I don't think anybody knew that, but I'm so glad that I get to do yours. So it is my distinct pleasure to honor Carol O'Neill Shaw from the Health Department, celebrating 25 years of service. One of the most impactful areas of work here at Multnomah County is our health services. As the local public health authority, we are directly responsible for the health of everyone at every stage of their life who lives in or visits the county. And when I look at Carol's career, I see a perfect alignment with that mission. In her 25-year career with the Health Department and Community Health Center, Carol has provided care across the full lifespan of patient care services. She has served newborns and first-time parents as a childbirth educator, advocated for our youth through the student health centers and peer wellness groups. She's provided interpretation for our immigrant community and spearheaded primary care's colorectal cancer screening program. Although her role has evolved, what stayed consistent is her commitment to delivering quality care centered in health equity. Her dedication has meant that our services continue to improve and reach new heights. For example, thanks to her work this past year, 100% of our medical providers were recognized for their language fluency. But perhaps the best example of this dedication is the fact that Carol boasts a t-shirt that says, "Metrics are exciting." Carol, as another person who loves data, I want to say that it is probably impossible to quantify the impact that you've made in your patients' lives and on our whole community these last 25 years. Instead, on behalf of Multnomah County, I want to extend my deepest thanks and appreciation for all you've done to ensure that our health system is equitable, responsive, and innovative. Thank you and congratulations.
All right, next up is Commissioner Singleton.
Thank you, Sessa. I have the pleasure of talking about a fellow social worker, Cynthia Lambert, who has served for 25 years. So Cynthia is a licensed clinical social worker and a Portland native with over 20 years of experience working with and supporting equity priority communities. Prior to working for Multnomah County Health Department, Cynthia began her career with the county at the Department of Community Justice in 1999, providing mental health and other support services to justice-involved youth, adults, and families. As most social workers do, Cynthia also does 10 other roles. So during recent years, Cynthia has also enjoyed dedicating her time to the county by serving as a certified suicide prevention and intervention skills trainer and a mentor for the Multnomah County Mentoring Matters program. Her new and most proud role with the county department is currently serving as the program manager for the Behavioral Health Resource Center. For the past 27 years, Cynthia has also been a proud and active member of the historically African-American sorority, Zeta Phi Beta. She is currently a youth advisor for the sorority, where she spends her free time mentoring high school age girls who live in the Portland community. She is also the sorority's state mental health coordinator and the local chapter's Finer Womanhood Founders Day Committee chair. I told you she's doing a lot of things. And over the years, Cynthia has participated in a multitude of community service work within the Portland metro area alongside her sorority sisters. When she is not working or serving her community, Cynthia also enjoys traveling, cooking, comedy, music, and spending time with family and friends. She believes that she would not be the woman she is today without the unconditional love, guidance, and support of her mother and father, who have transitioned on, but are forever with her in spirit. Congratulations, Cynthia.
All right, next up is Commissioner Brim Edwards.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. It's great to see just hundreds of years of county service here in the room. Thank you all. It's an honor this morning for me to recognize Kurt Cole from the Department of County Assets, celebrating a highly impressive, yes. Celebrating a highly impressive 30 years of continuous service here at the county. I should note that, Kurt, did you stand up so we can, so we can appropriately acknowledge you? I should note that while this says that he's been here 30 years, we were talking beforehand, and he had some pre-service times, both as a temporary worker and a contract worker, so it's really 30 plus years. Kurt is a shining example of the professionalism and competence we rely on to keep the county running every day, and that sometimes we don't see and that we often might take for granted. While as a commissioner, I often speak about physical infrastructure because I'm a facilities and buildings person, Kurt represents the critical digital infrastructure that underpins all of our work. In his own words, his role centers on, I work with computers and help people with their use. I enjoy discovering new tech, both software and hardware related. I want to just note that Kurt has had, like probably many county employees, like an interesting journey here during his 30 years. He started his time at the county as a temporary maintenance worker and then migrated to tech. I'm trying to think when he started, you know, tech looked very different than it looks today. So you've been here through this whole, well, I'm going to get to this because there's an interesting piece that if you don't have as many decades of experience, life experience as me, you probably wouldn't even know what these things are. So throughout three decades, Kurt has been a true cornerstone of the county's technological stability. His deep institutional knowledge and commitment to excellence are evident in the numerous essential county applications he personally manages. One of his most critical responsibilities has been managing RightFax, an application crucial to the health department's patient care. Kurt's exceptional work in this area, recognized by his colleagues, has been instrumental in significantly decreasing system downtime and ensuring its reliable operation for our staff and the community. And I was talking to Kurt this morning about RightFax, and I just wanted to confirm it actually was like a fax machine, because as someone with many decades of life experience, I do know what a fax machine is, and I was asking him if faxes were still a thing. He assured me they are, which is somewhat surprising, but they're really instrumental in how the sort of patient privacy and how the health department does its work. So I'm really honored to be able to honor you and recognize you for your work and just supporting the larger ecosystem, both the staff here at the county, but also our community. Your commitment to exploring and implementing new technologies, combined with your extensive history here, which he told me included like maintenance at the morgue, makes him an invaluable asset. Thank you, Kurt, for 30 years of ensuring our essential systems are functional and reliable. Congratulations.
All right, next up is Chair Jessica Bay Peterson.
All right, so I also have the pleasure of celebrating Victoria Cross. Victoria, can you please stand up in the front row? All right. Victoria's journey is truly unique, reflecting our commitment to diversity and the power of a strong, inclusive workforce. Since starting in 2000, Victoria has worked tirelessly to link immigrant and refugee employees and communities to county programs, recognizing that equity and collaboration start with the work that's done internally. Victoria didn't wait for a mandate. In 2011, she founded a Multnomah County Employee Resource Group for immigrants and refugees, the very first of its kind in the entire United States. Which earned an achievement award from the National Association of Counties. This year, at the Northwest Public Employees Diversity Conference, of which she is indispensable to, Victoria was rightfully honored with the Robert Phillips Regional Diversity Award for her pioneering efforts. Her groundbreaking work has been instrumental in making Multnomah County a more welcoming and resilient organization, especially during tough political climates like the one we are living through right now. The impact of our work depends on the strength and resilience of our relationships and connections to one another. For that, I am so grateful for her extraordinary service to our staff. Prior to her current position, Victoria stewarded the execution of over 21 of these Multnomah County employee recognition ceremonies, a monumental effort that ensured more than 1,500 colleagues per year were formally celebrated for their enduring commitment to our community. Victoria, we are so lucky to have your vision, your dedication, and your leadership here at Multnomah County. On behalf of our workforce, thank you so much for making Multnomah County truly an inclusive place, an exemplary workplace for all of us. Thank you. Okay, and then I have one more. Surprise! Okay, so finally, I am so pleased to honor Multnomah County's long-serving county attorney, Jenny Madcor, for her 25 years. Jenny started at Multnomah County as a law clerk, and throughout her tenure has served in every single attorney-level positions in the county attorney's office. Law clerk, assistant county attorney, senior assistant county attorney, deputy county attorney, and for the past 14 years as our county attorney. Through Jenny's efforts, there have been so many incredible wins for Multnomah County that has significantly shaped both our organization and our entire community in so many ways. When Multnomah County was at the national forefront of legalizing same-sex marriage, Jenny successfully defended the county's actions both in 2004 and 2014. She successfully defended voter-approved campaign finance laws and overturned statewide precedent. She and her team worked so closely with our health department to establish and defend a state-first tobacco retail licensure program. Yep, setting up, that was Rachel Banks, I know that. helping to establish the library district that ensures stable funding for our best in the nation library system. Yay. And more recently, leading our climate action lawsuit to hold fossil fuel companies accountable for the damage to our environment and community, demanding $50 million in actual damage and tens of billions of dollars in abatement funds to help protect the county from the ravages of climate change.
Yeah, yeah.
Yay! In addition to delivering all these accomplishments, I am so grateful for Jenny's counsel and guidance that I have personally experienced in my 9 years at Multnomah County. From crafting the tax code to implement preschool for all, to the weekly guidance she provides to the county board meetings, and fun fact, she has attended about 1,400 board meetings and board briefings over her time. Bless you. to the regular check-ins that we have to help answer the myriad legal questions that come up in running a $4 billion organization. She has been a steady, insightful partner and is always, always committed to upholding our county's laws and charter and using our legal tools to help best serve this organization and the people of Multnomah County. Jenny is also the most fashionable farm girl I know. Each day she shows up ready to slay, often in one of her grandmother's stunning necklaces, and each night she goes home to her farm with pigs, ducks, cattle, dogs, and horses. And of course, her husband, Stephen Madcor, who served for years as the county attorney for Clackamas County. Thank you, Jenny, for dedicating so much of your career to Multnomah County and doing so with incredible intelligence, ethics, compassion, and tenacity. You are a bedrock for this entire organization's ability to fill our mission to the public each and every day. Congratulations. And now I will turn the program back over to Sessa.
Thank you so much, Bor. That was inspiring. Today, we will actually celebrate employees who've served the county for 15 or more years. Individuals with 5 and 10 years of service have already been recognized within their departments, and everyone was given an opportunity to select a small gift as a token of our deep appreciation. In a moment, I'll be reading the names of those employees who have reached 15 through 40 year milestones. 87 employees said they'd be able to join us today, and if we add up the years represented by all these individuals, they actually represent, Rem Edwards, 1,858 years of service and dedication to Multnomah County and the communities we serve. That doesn't even include the thousands of hours represented by the employees who weren't able to make it here today. I want to offer a collective thank you and congratulations for choosing to dedicate these years to serving our community. When I read your name, please come up to the front to be congratulated by our commissioners and receive your certificate. While we make efforts to ensure to pronounce names correctly, it's possible I'll get something wrong and want to apologize in advance. You deserve your name to be read correctly, and I ask for your grace and that you let me know so that we can do better next time. At this point, if the commissioners could come up front, I'll move to the other side so I can see the room better, then we can get started. Okay, let's go ahead and get started. Our first honoree is from the Department of Community Justice, Isara Asenseo. I think I hope I got it right. Ashley Kress. From the Department of Community Service, Tina Birch. Shane Bujak. From Department of County Assets, Chris Brower. Chris Brower, I don't know if you heard, I called your name, Chris Brower. Rodney Chin. Jason Heilbrunn. William Kwok. Caleb Smith. Bob Trikowski. Mary Margaret Wheeler Weber. Kekoa Achong. From Department of County Human Services, Tahira Rivera. Karina Rutova. From the Department of County Management, Tammy Bean. Justin Hamburg. Sean Postera. Jane Williams. From the District Attorney's Office, Sean Overstreet. From the Health Department, Adele Adams. Diane Clay. Cecily Fiedler. Gisela Garcia Rolon. Francisca Kimolin. Michelle Coder. Anitra Lambert. Delia Lopez. Amber McSorley. Rachel O'Rourke. Daniel Orezco. Kathy Swales. Vashti Torres. Gail Wilson. Now from the Library Department, Liza Dyer. Megan Monroe. Lee Tang. Zhao Chung. Now we're moving on to folks with 20 years of service. From the County Attorney's Office, Jed Tompkins. From the Department of Community Justice, Nancy Boer. Carrie Garcia. Jerry Garza. Kimberly Ann Martin. From the Department of County Assets with 15 years, Kevin Henley. Rebecca Lilly. Roll Reyna. From Department of County Human Services, Carlin McPherson. Connie Primo. Beth Rutledge. From Department of County Management, Mike Brown. Scott Carver. Michelle Cross. Jeff Norton. From the District Attorney's Office, Eric Zimmerman. From the Health Department, Pedro Espinoza. Wendy Foster. Selena McCoy. Maria Ramirez de Navarro. Joan Stein. Christy Taylor. From the Library Department, Sean Cunningham. Alice McElaney. Sam Pompelli. Karen Wilkinson. Now with 25 years of service, from the County Attorney's Office, Anna Davis. From the County Chair's Office, Jenny Madcore. From our County Leadership, Victoria Cross. from Department of Community Justice, John Dallaire. Cindy Taka. From Department of Community Services, Ty Aldana. From Department of County Assets, Judy Campo. Van Fan. Shannon Thornton. From the Department of County Human Services, Christine Britton Dills. Don Gingell. Julie Green. Gary Miguel. Jill Williams. From the Health Department, Christopher Cotone. Kimmy Hicks. Kamphik Keoprasu. Veronica Lopez Erickson. Rosanna Montenegro. Carol O'Neill Shaw. Donna Osorio. Sarah Porter. Jennifer Snarski. Ethel Tobias Dillon. Quan Van Loo. Lydia Rodriguez. Okay, moving on to folks with 30 years of service. Kicking us off from Department of Community Justice, Bruce Douglas. From Department of Community Services, Jason Blanchard. With 30 years of service from Department of County Assets, Kurt Cole. Rachel Riley. Jennifer Tomasco. From Department of County Human Services, Irma Jimenez. Ms. Jackie Tate. From the District Attorney's Office, Tammy Ruffing. Again, with 30 years from the Health Department, Elizabeth Bull. Doris Cordova. Kelly Lau. Sergio Ortega. From the Library Department, Steve Roskowski. From Department, oh, now we're moving on, I think, to 35 years. From Department of County, hold on, Assets, Brent Bjork. Carl Stewart. From Department of County Human Services, Nellie Altosky. From the Health Department, Shannon Mowat. Now on to 40 years of service. We have from the Department of County Assets, Janet Schmidt.
Let's have a final round of applause for all our honorees. Thank you, commissioners. This concludes our ceremony today. We invite all the honorees to join us for a large group picture with the board, and then there are refreshments available in the back. Congratulations, everyone, and thank you again for your service.